Dr. Schneer dictated a pre-imposed bronchodilator for Amatrio and Gail Lippincott. This goes to Dr. Levon. On 9/7/22, Mrs. Lippincott performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There was a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, leaving the patient with a minimal degree of airways obstruction and continued mild restriction. Compared to a prior study dated 1/19/22, there's been some deterioration in post-bronchodilator flow rates, period. In the paragraph impression, minimal restriction with moderate obstructive lung disease with a bronchospastic component, period. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Dale Milliken. This goes to the VA on 9/7/22. Mr. Milliken performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period, prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal and there was a mild to moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Compared to a prior study dated 11/3/21, there's been no significant change, period, of paragraph compression, mild to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, six-minute walk test on patient Dale Milliken. This goes to the VA on 9/7/22. Mr. Milliken performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 95%, period. After walking 347 meters in 6 minutes, his saturation was 92%, period, of paragraph impression. Moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a six-minute walk test on Rebecca Davis. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn on 9/7/22. Mrs. Davis performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 99%, period. After walking 196 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 96%, period, of paragraph impression. Moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on James A. DeCapua, DECAPUA. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 9/7/22, Mr. DeCapua performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired with moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, leaving the patient with a moderate degree of restriction and without significant airways obstruction, period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/1/22, there's some improvement in forced vital capacity, period. The paragraph impression, moderate restriction with moderate obstruction with a reversible component showing some improvement. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Harmony Varner, V-A-R-N-E-R. This goes to Dr. Schmidt. On 9/7/22, Mrs. Varner performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators. The paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma, period. Next is a six-minute walk test on patient Delmer Gaun, G-A-U-N. This goes to Dr. Bill Cook. On 9/7/22, Mr. Gaun performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%, period. After walking 450 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 95%, period, of paragraph impression. Minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Diane Foster. This goes to Dr. Gerard. On 9/6/22, Mrs. Foster performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her mare saturation was 96%. Period. After walking 247 meters, saturation was 95%. Period. And paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Dennis Schultz. This goes to Dr. Palagrudo. On 9/7/22, Mr. Schultz performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the NIH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was insignificant improvement. The paragraph, compared to a prior study dated 2/23/22, there's been no significant change, period. A paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Thank you.